Well, I've got this to read, but after Ray getting up and saying about forgiveness, I went through a period of not forgiving, and it was when I was 35. I had a nervous breakdown. I've got two little children, and I was in a right state. My mum had to come and help. My friend down the street came to help, and another friend. But they used to shout at me. They didn't understand. And I used to think there was horrible and wicked shouting at me. My mum used to say, "Come on, get up off of that settee and look after your children. What are you doing there?" And I used to think, I would if I could, but I can't. Can't do it. And my husband used to shout at me, but he was only young and he was going to work, looking after the children. And there were my mum, you know, getting older and having to look after me. Well, it took me 5 years before I was better. I didn't forgive them at all. I could not forgive them. I just said, "Why have you done this to me? Why? Why have you been so cruel to me, shouting at me? I can't help it. I would do it if I could do it, but I can't do it, and I can't do it." And through that, it would cause arguments. Me and Joe would get dressed up to go out on a weekend, and I'd sit with him. And I'd say, "Can we talk about, you know, what's happened?" And he'd say, "No, I don't want to talk about it. I've come to out to enjoy myself." And he used to think, "Oh, you horrible thing. You are horrible to me. I want to talk to you about it." And that it took years and years. I wasn't happy at all. And then Christine, she came to church, and she says to me, I was very depressed, because, as I say, this went on for years and years. I just, why have I been treated like this? You know, I haven't done it on a purpose. And Christine says, "Come to church, Mum. You'll love it, Mum. Come with me." So I did come. I come to church, and I went and sat over there, and there was Ziggy there, sat there. And as soon as I saw him, I just thought, "Oh, he's got a wonderful face." And it really, you know, I thought, "Oh, that's lovely. He's really nice." And he used to talk to me in that. It comforted me in that. So I used to look forward to coming to church and sitting next to Ziggy, because I thought, "Oh, he's helping me and that." And I began to feel a lot better. And, you know, it was lovely. And I changed. I changed towards Joe. And he could see the change in me. Because if he shouted at me or raised his voice, I used to think, "Oh, I'm not going to be a doormat or a mouse." So I would shout back at him. And that caused just trouble all the time, you know. But after coming to church for so long, I thought, "Oh, you're not a doormat. Just leave it." And I did. And eventually, things changed. And Joe calmed down, and all this argument and everything went, because I didn't feel like a doormat. I knew I shouldn't be talking, shouldn't listen to it, that he didn't mean it, you know, that he didn't really mean it. And so I'm happier now than I've ever been, and it is through coming to church. And my family, all of you, I love. I couldn't live without. I couldn't live without God. And this is what I was going to stand up and read, not tell you all this. Right. Do you know that as a born-again Christian, the God of the universe has taken up residence in your life? Your heart is Christ's home. Jesus is not a visitor. He doesn't just show up on a Sunday. He actually is living and abiding in your heart. The question is, are we giving him full control of every part of our lives and making our home a comfortable place for him to be? Unravelling the rules of religion, 1 John 3:24 says, all who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. They let Christ be a home to them, and they are the home of Christ. This is so important to me, because I spend too many years going to church, reading my Bible, doing all the things I thought good Christians would do. But I was still powerless, frustrated and unhappy. Honestly, I didn't understand that Christ was living in me, wanting to make his home in me. As I spent time studying his word, I began to see that God desired close, intimate relationship with me all the time. It was so refreshing to understand that any time I needed help, the Spirit of God was right there to help me. I didn't have to call him down from heaven. I didn't have to wait for him to show up. He was already there. I want you to know the same is true for you today. God is the hope that keeps us going. I believe Christ has come to live inside us because there's no way we can hope to live the life he wants us to live if he is not with us all the time, strengthening us and giving us the wisdom to do what he's asking us to do. When we understand that as a believer, God the Father, Jesus his Son, and the precious Holy Spirit are always with us, you will never be the same. The next time you need joy, the next time you need peace, the next time you need strength, realize that the source of these things, God himself, has made his home in you. You have everything you need. When we give God total control of every part of our lives, we have access to everything he offers us in Christ. Whether or not we feel our desires are being met, we can trust that God will do what's right for us, all the right time. Psalm 37, verse 4, says that when we keep him first and delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. When the words we speak and the people we invite into our life are positive and life-giving, then God will feel at home. Negative emotions like loneliness and sadness can be wholly replaced with joy and peace. Amen.
We really are so blessed this afternoon. Thank you, each of you, who've shared your heart and shared with us the testimonies that God has done in your life. I'm humbled, but I thank God that for the work that he's doing in our lives. He's amazing. He is absolutely amazing. What does it say in Revelation chapter 3? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Our testimony and the blood of Jesus together is the most powerful force in the universe. God is in you. I know he's in me. Do you know he's in you? I sure know he's in me. And he's saying, let me out. Let me out there. Let me out. And yeah, we need to let him out.